Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golger dictating an endoscopy report on Vidya Varghese. Date of birth 7/31/1980. Date of procedure January 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golger. Referring physician is Dr. Amit Desai. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polydectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma, family history of colon cancer, comma, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, comma, GERD / dyspepsia. Description procedure informed consent was obtained, period of possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as among those who were all experienced with the patient, period of the patient was brought to the endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care, period, well lubricated, a limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period of retroflexy was sustained at the cardia, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period of the patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period of the digital exam, sternum, period of well lubricated, a limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated, period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period, retroflexy was obtained in the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was, Boston bowel prep score was 6, 2-2-2, grade as a fair prep, period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, NBI was used, and the gastric mucosa appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. And for histology, period. Next line, at colonoscopy, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, the Boston bowel prep score was 6, 2-2-2, grade as a fair prep, a good amount of lavage and suctioning was required to clean off the and evaluate the underlying mucosa, period. There was evidence of, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy. In 5 years. Next line, recommend increased fiber and water in the diet with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. We'll discuss H2 blocker or PPI therapy pending path at follow-up visit. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Mm-hmm.